If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing journalist. So supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free, the top of each show, just for you. You want to say something, you want to impart, drop a line, you can. 1-800-878-7529. The listener line, once again, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio? The text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 415-263-1715. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, fights coming to you tonight. From down under, Australia, Tony Harrison, of course, 29-3. I think he comes to us out of Philly. 21 KOs, taking on the undefeated Tim Zhu. Tim Zhu, 21 and zip, 15 KOs. The son of the former world junior welterweight champion, Kostya Zhu. Now, what was so good about Kostya? Just about everything, except for the fact, damn, when he fought, I'll talk about it later. When he fought Zab Judah, the referee got involved and stopped the fight because Zab was all hurt. And what did Zab do? Zab tried to throw a stool at the referee. It was a wild scene, but guess what? Only in Las Vegas. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up after the break, boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when you're furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It was revealed this week that defense lawyer Johnny Cochran once abused his first wife. In his defense, Cochran said, "Hey, at least I didn't kill her like some people I know."
Straight up, Norm MacDonald, of course, talking about my dinner guest. Actually, my Don King invited us all to dinner one time after a Felix Trinidad fight in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he told me, he said, "Listen, you got to behave because you're going to sit with O.J. Simpson." I said, "What do you mean I got to behave? What kind of shit? What do you mean?" He said, "You know, exactly what I mean." He goes, "You know, don't be drilling him, Pedro. Just let him sit there and enjoy his dinner, okay? Because, you know, everybody's after the dude, blah, blah." I said, "Well, he killed two people." And then I'm looking at Don King. Well, Don King's killed two people. So what do they have in common? Killing two people. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the fight is sold out overnight. I'm talking about Tank Davis, of course, the young man, 135-pound champion, 130-pound champion at one point in time. He held a 140-pound fringe belt as well. But the bottom line is he's undefeated, 28-0, 26 knockouts. And Ryan Garcia, of course, a kid from Victorville, California. I told you the only thing good about Victorville, outside of Ryan maybe coming from there, is that barbecue they got on the strip. But outside of that, Victorville's a dive. Straight up, Ryan Garcia comes in at 23-0 with 19 knockouts. He's a hell of a guy. As far as his height and his reach is concerned, he's going to have a decided height and reach advantage over Gervonta Davis. But then again, everybody has a height and reach advantage over Gervonta Davis. And it really doesn't matter what kind of boxing skills you have. When Davis hits you, God knows what's going to happen. I mean, he really hits that hard. He can really hit that hard. He's beating guys up in the gym that are 155, 160 pounds, and people say, "Oh, no, that beating them up in the gym." No, beating guys up in the gym that are bigger than you is significant. Anyway, Ryan Garcia supposedly coming down from 175, 180 pounds, according to Tank Davis. So they will have a 136-pound weight limit for this this April 22nd fight in Las Vegas. Of course, supposed to go down the 15th of April. That was going to be the actual anniversary, April 15th, 1985, of course, of the tax day fight between Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns, the war to end the score. But they're going to do this the 22nd at T-Mobile Arena. It already sold out. But the weight limit is 136 pounds, and Davis is saying that he can't, I'm talking about he being Ryan Garcia, can't gain over 10 pounds before the fight. That's going to be interesting. Bottom line is, we'll see if that's legal. We'll see if it happens. We'll see if that's in the contract. Both guys are talking. I haven't seen the contract yet. Maybe boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer, has seen that document yet. Is it in the contract, Sock, the weight limit?
I know that they were mentioning it during the press conference, which was here in New York earlier this week. I don't know if it's in print, but it must be if the fight is signed, sealed, and delivered. That hydration clause is a great idea, you know, if I'm team Tank, because definitely Ryan Garcia is just a naturally bigger fighter. It should definitely put him at a somewhat of a disadvantage, which was probably the game plan going into originally accepting this fight, because I've always felt that if Tank Davis was the same size as Ryan Garcia, at least height-wise, he would not be so frisky in calling him out. So it's a good, interesting tactic. They agreed to it, and for all fight fans like myself, it's made, and we're counting on the days.
Okay, well, let me run this one down as far as weight gains are concerned. When I fought Ernie Chavez at the National Golden Gloves in Las Vegas, I looked across at the weigh-in, and there was this fat guy sitting on the scale. I said to myself, this guy, you got to be kidding me. He looks like a fire plug, all right? And when he got in the ring a couple of days later, because I think we weighed in on a Tuesday and we fought on a Friday or a Saturday, he looked like a different guy. He had a haircut, he shaved, and I looked at my trainer and said, is that the same guy? Is that the same guy? And he's going, yeah. I go, look how big he is. Good God. Are you sure that's the same guy? Well, it turned out to be the same guy. Anyway, Ernie Chavez ended up knocking me down a couple times. In the second round, I got up, and I looked across the ring, and there was eight of them. Eight Ernie Chavez's. Then I looked at the referee, and he's talking to me, mumbling about something. You want to continue? And there's three or four referees. Who do I talk to here? What do? I bow out. That's a smart move to do. So I bow out of the fight. But the bottom line is, I find out later when I televised Ernie Chavez's fight down there in Irvine, California, via the Z Channel, after he turned pro, he told me he weighed 166 pounds that day. So I was fighting him at 143 pounds, coming up from 140 pounds, weighing at 143, and he hit me with 167 pounds of punches. And guess what? I've never been hit. I've been hit with a billy club. I've been hit with a flashlight as a cop. Never been hit that hard as Ernie Chavez hitting me. So bottom line is, when guys are bigger than you, it really hurts.
Yeah, I always think of poor Joey Gamache when he fought the late, great Arturo Gatti, you know, and made Joey Gamache a couple extra ducats, you know, that beating, because they wound up suing the New York State Athletic Commission. But yeah, it's, you know, and it's funny because the negotiations for this fight, everything that was holding it up was weight, because according to Ryan Garcia, originally the fight was supposed to take place at 138. Mm-hmm. And then they negotiated down to 136. So I guess that is what they're looking at in terms of to make Ryan weak. Ryan has said even before this fight had been made that he was going to start campaigning at 140. So, you know, it's going to take a lot of discipline. But you know what? There's a lot of money at stake. So, you know, that will help his discipline, I'm sure.
Huck, you know, I was really high on the kid. And then for like the last 2 years, his stock value with me has dropped significantly. Can you tell me why?
Well, you know, a lot of people were, it depends. It just depends how you're looking at things. You know, some people thought that he was disgruntled with Golden Boy. So all of a sudden he had these mental health issues. It seems like it's something that Generation Z is not afraid to talk about, as opposed to when you or me were younger men, Pedro. You know, the men had to be the strong, silent type when it came to mental health. And we don't know. You know, it's not like a broken leg or a broken arm. You can't see someone who's depressed. You just have to take him at face value. So, you know, he had taken that little bit of a hiatus, and people were questioning his manhood. You know, and then, of course, Canelo Alvarez and Eddie Reynoso questioned his discipline when he was over there for a cup of coffee in their camp. So, you know, if you were down on Ryan, well within your right to be.
Okay. Let me take you to another direction here, okay? could the anxiety attack BS be just BS because he had a blow problem?
Oof.
I mean, wait. Come on, because that's got to be the common excuse now. I mean, anytime you get in any trouble, yeah, you can do this mental illness thing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I raped 19 girls. Had a mental illness problem. You know, I was doing cuss. Right. I was doing this. But bottom line is, you can always blame it on something.
Yeah, and it's like it's the invisible best friend, right? You can't disprove it, you know. Now I work in a homeless shelter, mm-hmm, and I've been doing this for almost 10 years, so I know what mental health really looks like.
Yeah.
You know, or severe cases. I mean, you see someone that's disheveled, someone who's just not taking care of themselves, someone that just doesn't care. We never saw that with Ryan Garcia, or at least not, you know. And Ryan puts everything out there, right? he, you know, his life is a
Not this week he hasn't. He's been quieter than Daniel.
Well, I think because now he sees the real, you know. One thing, I mean, he's been calling this fight out for like at least 3-4 years, you know, which was, to me, I was like, whoa, you know, very ballsy. And to his credit and to everyone around him, Golden Boy and Heyman, Showtime, The Zone, they got it done. And now it's time to put up a shutout.
Okay, Garcia's last three opponents. Luke Campbell dropped him. Luke Campbell's a pretty good fighter, 20-3, coming to us from across the pond. Then he fought Emmanuel Togo. Emmanuel Togo didn't show up. I mean, the guy didn't. That guy should have been arrested for impersonating a fighter. He came in with a 32-1 record. I can't believe it that he scammed.
Hadn't fought in 2 years.
What?
Hadn't fought in like 2 or 3 years.
And the last time out, he took on Javier Fortuna, who had, you know, two chances, slim and none, like Don King said, and, you know, Don and Slim left town. But the bottom line is Fortuna was stopped in the sixth round. In that fight, Ryan Garcia threw a left hook, and he almost came over the top rope. Do you remember that?
Yes.
What was that? What was going on there? Was he throwing at an imaginary target that I didn't see?
That's a good question. It was, I mean,
I've Fortuna never seen
was there
that
for the check. I mean, Fortuna was there for the check.
No. But as far as Ryan throwing that punch, I've never seen that before. I mean, it was almost like if he was like if he was on a rope, he would have been carried out of the ring or something like that. I mean, it was just like, whoa.
Yeah. It was wild. You know, this is definitely a step up in competition. You know, and you could probably say the same thing about Tank Davis as well. I mean, he's kind of been in fights that you never really thought he had a chance of losing. You know, Pitbull Cruz pushed him to the limit. He went 12 rounds with a very shot Gamboa. So this is
but he took care of Raleigh, and that was when he took care of Raleigh. It was pretty good. And Hector Luis Garcia in that last fight, although Garcia, I thought, maybe bowed out a little early. I can't see. And, of course, you know, look at Mario Barrios. He beat him at 140 pounds. And Barrios was undefeated, 26-0 coming in. Beat Leo Santa Cruz. God, that was a massacre, wasn't it, that one punch?
That was one of the greatest uppercuts ever landed, you know, at least on TV. You know, that was sick. And, you know, but Leo's a guy that's, you know, a bantamweight, you know, that came up to fight for the payday. The other fighters, undefeated records, but not necessarily big threats. Garcia came up in weight, Hector Garcia, and I think that he realized that American money goes really far in the Dominican Republic, and he said, you know what, I'll live to fight another day, you know, when he quit, so...
Tower of Power to the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide 22. Make that 23 minutes past the hour. More Ring Talk after the news, after the break.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Does that look like a fighter's body? Shame on you, my friend.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. You let a fat man beat you.
Can't stand it. Shame on me.
So, you know, a fat man's beat him and relieved him of all his belts. I don't take boxing seriously, as you can tell. I don't care about boxing. It's mainly about getting a few quid and putting the food on the table. That's it. That's your professional. And if that's all a professional can do, then God help us all. Because what's the point in practicing your job for 40 years if you can't beat a fat man? So, credit to him if he can beat me in the rematch. This time he beat a fat man. Boom!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Tyson Fury. Is it set? They say it's set for April. Of course, him and Oleg Usyk. Oleg Usyk, the guy's got like 3 or 4 belts. So I don't know if belts matter, but the bottom line is Usyk 20 and zip, 13 KOs. Of course, Tyson Fury 33-0. That one draw against Deontay Wilder, a bit of a farce there. Of course, 24 KOs. One guy's 36 years old. Both guys are 36 years old. Both these guys are getting long in the tooth. Bottom line is Oleg Usyk has agreed to a 30% cut of the purse. Of course, he wanted 50-50. He's taken 30. More power to him, because the bottom line is he's the B side of this record. And if anything, he's low rent. I'm sorry, he may have the belts, but the bottom line is, as far as history is concerned, I think he's low rent. And as far as chances are concerned, the slim and none thing, it may apply here. But let's be honest, size matters again in two things: pornography and combat sports. I mean, Tyson Fury is 6'9". I know he's got a big old ass and small shoulders compared to what a fighter is supposed to look like in this net, but he's a freak of nature, and he gets it done. And I'm looking at Usyk, who is 6'3" and 225 pounds. I just don't think that, put it this way, if I had a 50-pound weight advantage over somebody and a four or five inch height advantage over somebody, maybe a 6-inch height advantage over somebody, I would kick the absolute snot out of them. I mean, this wouldn't even be a close fight. It wouldn't even be, it just wouldn't. And I don't think this Oleg Usyk, although I give him lots of props for beating Joshua and things like that, although Joshua wasn't all that much coming off the 2012 Olympic gold medal win, of course, hasn't done a whole lot since then. But the bottom line is Oleg Usyk, I think, is a prohibitive underdog here, and I don't see him winning. Do you, the Socrates Palmer, do you see Oleg Usyk winning here?
Yeah, as skilled as Oleg Usyk is, I just can't see Tyson Fury losing to him. I firmly believe the only thing out there that could beat Tyson Fury is the man in the mirror. I think that's how good he is, that's how talented he is, that's how much he's improved in the last couple of years. You know, he fights mean, he's skilled, and he hasn't shown much slippage. You know, he really hasn't. Now, it's, you know, Deontay Wilder, you know, you have that fear factor always, you know, with Deontay Wilder. One shot could end the fight, but the guy has looked invincible. You know, he really has. And it's going to be a very tall task for Usyk to beat Tyson Fury.
Well, yeah. And listen, I feel for the people of Ukraine. Of course, he represents the people of Ukraine. Of course, they're being bombarded as we speak by the Russians with almost nuclear type of weapons. But the bottom line is, you know, how can I put this? He's going to make more money at 30% than he could probably make in his entire life 10 times. I mean, if he kept going and fighting outside of Tyson Fury, he could fight 10 times and probably not make the money he's going to make this one Tyson Fury fight. They tell me he's going to make 35 or 40 million bucks.
Easy. Absolutely. You know, it's a no-brainer. And if he loses, okay, he lost to the best of this era. You know, you got to get – Usyk has never been afraid of the challenge. That's why, you know, he cleaned out cruiserweight, you know, and then he took on Anthony Joshua and you know,
what was Joshua's claim to fame? Getting beat by a fat man and beating an obese man? I mean, come on. Outside the 2012 Olympic gold medals, I think his stock just sort of dropped. It didn't rise. And unfortunately, in the world of boxing, when you look at somebody and you see their stock drop in front of you, it doesn't always mean their stock drops at the box office, because box office-wise, he's a number one attraction.
He is. He sells tickets. You know, he is an Olympic hero in the UK. But the UK fight fan base is very it's fanatical. It's very, you know, it's a party, you know, and they get behind the local guy, no matter who it is. I mean, you see, even a guy that's kind of like the B-level fighter, like Josh Warrington, you know, he sells out arenas out there. So they love the fight game, and it's a party. It's an event. You know, it's tremendous. It's definitely on my bucket list, you know, before I leave this earth, is to go to the UK to watch a fight. You know, but
I saw Prince Nassim Ahmed fly. I saw Prince Nassim Ahmed come into the ring on a magic carpet, like 50 feet above the ring. I kid you not. That was some of the baddest ring entrance I ever saw in my life. Did you see that on HBO that night?
Was that against Kevin Kelly?
No, it was against Umbangu, Vujani Bungu or something like that.
Okay.
In the UK.
Yeah, I think that might, was that, because I know, because Prince Nassim got on the map when he was on Showtime. So I don't know if it was, I think his HBO debut might have been the Kevin Kelly fight. Boy. But either way, the Brits, as far as entrances, they can't be touched, you know, and they can't be touched. You know, it's a party. And the fan base is loyal. They get behind their local fighter, like the way they get behind their soccer clubs over there. You know, they take pride in where they're from Sheffield or Nottingham or, you know, all these places that produce really good fighters.
Okay, here's a question for your boxing species. What are the chances of Prince Nassim Ahmed making 126 pounds again?
What? Listen, he could go through Ramadan all year round, and that brother ain't making 126
pounds. He's 260 pounds.
Oh, boy. That's
how the hell can a guy 5'3", 5'4", be 260 pounds? I mean, he truly is taller laying down than he is standing up. And listen, you know, me and Mills Lane, may he rest in peace, but he was part of the Let's Get It On promotion. Of course, they co-promoted Marco Antonio Barrera and Prince Nassim Ahmed. And, you know, Mills and I were talking before the fight. We went on a tour with these guys, did a couple of cities. And then at the weigh-in, Mills said to me, "That doesn't even look like the same guy." I said, "What do you mean, Mills?" He goes, "He shrunk. He's too small." I said, "Too small? What are you talking about?" Anyway, Ahmed had come down like 35 pounds. Emmanuel Stewart took off 35 pounds. The entire training camp was all about taking the weight off Ahmed for that fight, of course. But I don't think he would have done any better had he been 100% prepared for Barrera that night, because Barrera just gangster slapped him and just imposed his will from the outset.
Barrera was a man possessed. He was not going to lose to Nassim Ahmed at all. Nassim was tremendous at boxing. You know, I wish there was a guy like Nassim around today, but he was limited. You know, he was flawed, and Barrera is just was the consummate.
He was a pig. Come on, man. You can't, I mean, in between fights, everybody was saying, "Oh, the guy's getting $1.5 million from HBO," which was big money at that point in time, or $2 million. But he was making $4 or $5 million on each country in the Middle East that he was selling his fights to. He had Middle East television rights. I mean, think about that. Mm. If you're getting $4 million for Yemen and $4 million for Egypt and $4 million, you see what kind of money he was making?
That's a lot of chatter.
That's obscene.
Yeah, yeah, and the guy was a draw, and you know what, 200, that's a lot. That's a lot of weight, man. I mean, we could joke about it, but that's unhealthy. You know, if he wants to keep making some bread, I smell a reality show. You know, you start dropping weight, you know, and just to follow his journey.
Well, Daniel in the other room dropped 7 pounds this week, and I'm getting on him because he's going to New Orleans next week, which means he's probably going to put on some weight down there. But the bottom line is everybody around here is trying to get lean. Rick Tittle's lean. Darren's lean. All of us are lean. It's a lean crew now. Even Cuddy's lean down there in Colorado. Of course, Cuddy's happier than the pig and slop with the weed I sent him.
Yeah, man. Lean is good. Good for the blood pressure. Good for the cholesterol numbers.
All right, I'll ask you one more time, and I got like a minute and a half left. Is there a pound-for-pound king of boxing right now, or is that title vacant?
I'm going to say it's vacant, just because the guys that we were ready to give that crown to, once Canelo dropped off Crawford and Spence, neither one of them have been able to get things done. So I say it's vacant. And in any way, if he's able to thrash Fulton, I'm gonna believe the hype and give it to him.
Hey, so your reaction to Errol Spence running away from an altercation when he flipped that car with that $10,000 handgun in the car? I mean, is there a little punk in Errol Spence there or what?
I'm not gonna say that. Go out, jump out the window and say that. No pun intended on Errol Spence. But we don't know the situations. I mean, yeah, Errol Spence is a trained fighter. Yeah, Errol Spence has a handgun. I don't know if it was with him in the club. So we don't know what the situation was. So I'm not going to say that he's a punk.
All right. I'm going to let you. Oh, you're not going to say he's a punk. I'm going to let you go. Have a good week.
Thank you, my brother. Enjoy the fights.
Boxing's PhD, Soccer News Palmer. Of course, we'll talk about the fights tonight. Tim Tszyu and Tony Harrison hooking it up on ESPN. We'll talk about that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
UFC 285, John Jones and Cyril Gane. Bottom line is he did bark like a dog. I'm talking about Gane. Of course, the Brazilian came in with a pretty good record, but man, did he take a dive there in the first round or what? I mean, he didn't put up much of a resistance, and once like John Jones got in anywhere close, he just said, "Okay, John, do whatever you want to do," and that's the way it went down. I mean, it was just like, it just absolutely blew me away. I could not believe the way that fight went down. This was a highly anticipated heavyweight fight. Of course, there was a heavyweight title fight because the UFC, a.k.a. Dana White, decided he wasn't going to recognize Francis Ngannou. Remember, Ngannou won that last fight where Dana White wouldn't step in the ring to put the belt around his waist. That's what a piece of work. And when I say work on the show, I should say spit with an H. Bottom line is, that's Dana White, in my opinion, okay? He spit with an H. He's a pimp, the worst pimp, I think, in the history of athletics, without a doubt. I've never seen anybody pimp anybody off the way he pimps people off. And guess what? He's getting people hurt. I mean, it's not like, you know, people walk away from his fight cards like in one piece. They don't. They walk away ragged and beaten. And unless they were actually beaten up in the ring, if they got beaten in training, guess what? It doesn't count. So then they've got to show up because, you know, you got to get paid. You've been training like 12 weeks or something like that, 3 months for a fight, right? Then you get hurt the last couple of weeks of training. Well, guess what? You're not medically covered by the UFC because you got hurt in training. So you have to go into the ring or into the octagon, at least have that bell ring for the first time, bang, and then you're going to get paid. You're guaranteed to get paid, okay? But that point in time, you'll get a doctor afterwards. Why can't you get a doctor? Why can't the UFC take care of these people? They don't. Dana's the worst. I'll put it to you like this. As a cop in San Francisco, I worked in the Tenderloin. Tenderloin used to have a lot of hoes walking the street down there. I'm talking about prostitutes, okay? So I knew a few pimps. One was named Leon in particular, and he wasn't black, okay? But the bottom line is, he ran his girls. I think he did a 50-50 type of thing with them. In other words, if they pulled in $100 to say hi to Daniel in the other room, the girl would get 50. But when Dana sends his girls out to work, they only get $10 on the $100 or $12 on the $100. So what I'm trying to tell you is, they should be getting the elevator. Instead, they're getting the shaft. Talking about anybody that fights for the UFC. So I'm not big on the UFC. I'm not big on Dana White, obviously. And last week, I thought that UFC heavyweight title fight was a bit of a tank job. But guess what? John Jones is going to continue tanking. Let me tell you why. He doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to fight anybody real big. He wants to fight Stipe Miocic next. That's the fight I really want. That's the fight I really want. Why? Because he's the least threatening guy in the entire world. As far as the top 10 UFC heavyweights are concerned, he's the least threatening. Former champion, yes. Holds a title record defense of 3 defenses, yeah. Okay, big deal. But the bottom line is, he's too small. He's not going to be able to compete with John Jones at all. It's a payday for the guy, of course, former Ohio State amateur boxing champion, Golden Gloves. So I wish him all the very best of luck. But the bottom line is, against John Jones, he's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. All right. So anyway, that takes care of John Jones's contract with Dana White. So then Dana's in a position where he's got to renegotiate with John Jones. Well, John Jones is going to show him both middle fingers and go do a thing with Francis Ngannou, and Daniel in the other room is going to promote it. I mean, that's the way it is. We don't have to have a big-time promoter. Daniel can go. Listen, Daniel, you've got this fight. He can go out. He can go out and get backing. I mean, it wouldn't be a problem. It would not be a problem. Anybody that does this fight is going to be able to make money. I'm talking about Francis Ngannou, of course, the once beaten former, was it once or twice beaten? Yeah, twice beaten former UFC heavyweight champion. But let's be honest, he's only former because of the fact he walked away from Dana. I mean, when you walk away, nobody walks away from Dana. I remember when I walked away from KNBR in San Francisco. KNBR Radio is like still like the dog, as far the top dog as far as sports concerned here in the city, okay? And some of my producers have worked at KNBR in the past, and I spent a few years there. In fact, on Saturday nights, I took the ratings from 1.7 to a 3.9 as far as the Arbitron ratings. Anyway, but the bottom line is, They told me, they came to me with a contract. It's time to renew a contract after, you know, up in those ratings and this and that. And the guy came to me, Bob Agnew and Tony Salvatore, sat me down for a lunch at the Fly Trap on Folsom Street. Some dive. They're drinking like, you know, they're drunks. They're drinking. I'm not drinking. I want to talk the contract. So anyway, they offered me a contract, which is like I think it was a $50 raise over what I was making. And I tripled the ratings. It went from 1.7 to a 3.9. That's almost triple. Bottom line is more than doubled. That's what they offered me. So I told them, get screwed. And Tony Salvatore says to me, he kicks back his drunk ass, kicks back and says to me, you know, kid, nobody in this effing world quits KMBR. I go, I just did. And I got up and I left. 2 years later, they renegotiated. I came back in a syndicated position. But the bottom line is, you've got to be able to walk. You've got to be able to stand up to the powers that be and walk, even if it hurts your career at that point in time. And some people think that this move by Ngannou has hurt his career, the fact that he's walked away from the UFC. I don't think so. I think, if anything, if you get some boxing training behind him, and I thought he had 8 or 9 pro fights, but I was wrong on that one. But if you get some boxing training behind him, I think he could be a force in the heavyweight division as far as boxing is concerned. The big thing with him would be endurance. I mean, as far as being able to go rounds, because if you got a guy that goes 5 5-minute rounds and you put him into a boxing match and we've got like 10 3-minute rounds, big difference in going 10 threes and 5 fives. Now, what I'm trying to say is 5 fives is hell, no doubt about it. 5-minute rounds are extreme. I mean, we used to spar 4-minute rounds in the ring and in the gym in order to get ready for 3-minute round fights. And we spar 3-minute rounds to get ready for 2-minute fights. But the bottom line is, that's the way you do it. Now, 5-minute round compared to a 3-minute round of boxing is totally different. Now, can Ngannou make the transition? I personally think he can. I do. And if he and John Jones, if John Jones walks away from his contract, walks away from the UFC, Daniel in the other room will be promoting later this year, if not next year, Francis Ngannou and John Jones for the World Heavyweight Championship as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. Now, the co-feature for on this John Jones Ciryl Gane card, of course, come to us from Las Vegas next week. Wow. What can I say? Mental strength. I've never seen a greater exhibition of mental strength than the first Joe Frazier-Muhammad Ali fight. Joe was outgunned. He was getting beat up. He got lit up in a lot of rounds. I mean, yeah, he knocked Ali down in the 15th round and hurt Ali in the 11th round. Of course, more hurt than he'd ever been in his entire career, according to Ali telling me that years later. But the bottom line is, I thought Joe was getting pounded on for the most part, and he lost a lot of rounds, but he was mentally tough. He was not going to accept defeat. It wasn't going to happen, okay? And this Alexa Grasso, the girl from Mexico last week, she took on a longtime UFC flyweight champion, Valentina Shevchenko, of course, the 125-pound champion. What can I say? Grasso took some whoopings earlier, but she just held on and held on and held on and held on. And man, what can I say? She ended up winning. It was like a face crank, submission hold. But the bottom line is, this girl took an ass whooping in order to dish out an ass whooping. I'm not big on that. I'm not big on taking ass whoopings to dish out an ass whooping. But I guess in the world of the UFC, you really don't have a choice. See, that's the difference between boxing and the UFC. In boxing, if I decide not to get into a slugfest, I don't get into a slugfest. Okay? But in the world of mixed martial arts, you don't have a choice. It's like, we'll do it this way, we'll do it that way. Anyway, we do it. Of course, anything goes. It's about the world of mixed martial arts. Anyway, Alexa Grasso, give her some props now, which she's got 3 losses and 16 wins. More power to her. She's the new UFC flyweight champion. I know Dana's going to pimp her off, too. Watch for her next fight. She's going to get 2 burritos and $25. That's probably it. Yeah, Dana, work on a contract for her. I'll put you on TV in Mexico. Okay, 2 burritos and $25. That's your purse. And she'll take it because, you know, you have to work for Dana. Anyway, outside of that, no big names on that card. Actually, none. As far, Dana doesn't have any big names. Big names are gone. As far as tonight, of course, coming to us from the theater at the Virgin Hotels in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, one of those pretty nice place. That wasn't a call of die, but a pretty nice place. They got a good nightclub there. Petr Yan's going to take on a guy by the name of Mirab Dvalishvili. Okay, and of course, these guys are going to hook it up 135 pounds. A heavyweight co-feature, former heavyweight contender Alexander Volkov, going to take on Alexander in a battle of the Alexanders, Alexander Romanov. Romanov, that used to be the name of Andre the Giant. I think his name was Andre Romanov. Anyway, Alexander Romanov and Alexander Volkov going to hook it up in a co-feature, a heavyweight bout, a catchweight bout, 215 pounds. I thought this was a girl because I saw it first. Nikita, no, it's a guy, 250 pounds. Nikita Krylov going to take on Ryan Spann at 215 pounds. Outside of that, the rest of the card looks dead, and I don't see any women on the card. You need women on the card. Listen, the world of mixed martial arts, the women give it. They bring it. They give it. They don't hold nothing back. And unfortunately for them, they don't get paid well. And I really don't know. You know, when you talk about this CTE thing, we're going to get into this next week, because I think I'm going to be able to say this word properly right now. Watch this. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Ooh, I got it. Anyway, CTE. The show's next week. Dr. Nitin said he will be here. Of course, we'll talk about the fact that we've got women taking extreme punishment now. It's not just men anymore, okay? It's women, both in boxing and, of course, in the world of mixed martial arts. And I've always thought that, you know, women have thinner faces. The bones are thinner in their heads and this and that. Their skulls are thinner and this and that. Taking punishment is probably more damaging on a woman than it is on a guy. I mean, the shell has less shell. Okay, so it's got to be, the damage has got to be there. Anyway, bottom line is they give it without a doubt, in and out. I feel sorry for so many women because they don't get paid what they should get paid. But then again, the USC, as I said, the pimp of all pimps. But tonight, if you want to watch the USC, that'll be on ESPN. I think coming to us from Las Vegas next week, of course. And I want to mention this before I go back to the boxing tonight, but this is a little bit scary. Kamaru Usman, this guy didn't listen to me. I tried to send him smoke signals. I tried to tell him psychically. I did everything I could to tell him, don't take this fight. I'm talking about the rematch or the third fight with the champion now, Leon Edwards. Of course, Edwards, I lost the first time. When he beat Usman in that last fight, he knocked him into another world. Another world, another time zone, another zip code. Are you getting me what I'm trying to say here? I'm not trying to say he took a standard ass whooping. I'm talking about somebody like taking an ass whooping to another level. And I don't think he should ever fight again. I don't think Usman should ever fight again. But then again, if he wanted to fight again, okay, I'm down with that. But take a year off. Take a year off. And somebody said to me the other day, who the hell are you to say that? I said, you don't see these people afterwards. You don't go to these boxing meetings and these meetings where you see these guys afterwards. There's one UFC fighter, I can't remember him right now, but he was a big-name fighter from Sacramento, California. He's punchy. Chuck Liddell. How come you don't say Chuck Liddell was the most celebrated fighter in the UFC? Beat Tito Ortiz, made all the big paydays, this and that, made a lot of money, made UFC history, right? Why don't you see Chuck Liddell around anymore? How come? Because he's punch drunk. He can't talk. He can't talk. That's why Dana, if anybody was an ambassador of goodwill for the UFC, it would be Chuck Liddell. Because Chuck Liddell was their face for a long time. But guess what? They can't use him. They can't use, not that they would use Tito Ortiz, but I don't think they could use Tito Ortiz. Of course, he failed the Huntington Beach City Council? He got thrown off the city council down there. They found him, like, collecting money on the side. Anyway, Tito's a piece of work. I had him on the show. I'll never forget he was married to that porn star. And she was like, a dog, I can't remember her name right now, but anyway, I saw her at an event with Tito in Sacramento, California, and I was with somebody in a hotel room before the UFC, and they go, hey, look, here's Tito's wife on the porn, right? So anyway, we go from there to, you remember her wife's name, Daniel? Okay, look it up for me. Tito Ortiz's wife. Anyway, she's a porn star. But anyway, so I saw her there, and then I saw her the porn like 45 minutes later earlier in the hotel. It was a little creepy. Anyway, Tito Ortiz getting married to a porn star. I'm not down with that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. But pay-per-view next week, Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards for the welterweight 170-pound UFC title. Now, tonight, down under, I'm talking about Australia. 21-0, Tim Zhu, the son of Kasia. Of course, Kasia, former junior welterweight champion. He is ranked number one by the WBO and ranked in the top 10 of all the other sanctioning bodies. He's going to take on Tony Harrison, I think out of Philadelphia, 29-3-1, 21 KOs, former junior middleweight champion. Of course, he beat Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound champion. Jermell Charlo is the 154-pound Charlo. Jermall Charlo A is the 160-pound Charlo. Anyway, bottom line is they're going to hook it up tonight. Both guys weighed 153 pounds. As I said, Harrison 29-3-1, 21 KOs. Tim Zhu is a 2.5-1 favorite. Okay, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. I think that Tim Zhu might get schooled here. I mean, Tim Zhu's fought a lot of guys down like Daniel and guys like, you know, you don't become world classes because you put numbers behind your record or beside your record. In other words, numbers don't mean everything. I think Tim Zhu's going to get beat tonight. He's the number one ranked WBO contender. As I said, 21 and zip, 15 KOs, a 2.5-1 favorite. The referee will be my buddy. Let me tell you this. The referee is so cool. I'll go to a break in just a second. The referee is going to be Dan Rex Tapsan. Tap Desan of the Philippines. This guy is the greatest referee. He's a wonderful man, and I wish him the very best of luck. I know his work tonight is going to be fantastic. That's going to be on Showtime, 10:45 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:45 p.m. Pacific Time. Ring Talk Live Worldwide continues after the break.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of the mighty Jerry Cortez, Tower of Power. Check him out, towerofpower.com. Straight up, of course, a fight tonight on ESPN Plus and ESPN, a fight from across the pond, meaning Europe, Paris to be exact, of course. Carlos Takeo, remember him? Former heavyweight contender, got beat up by a lot of guys. Anyway, taking on 11-1 Tony Yoka. That's on ESPN tonight, 11-1 with 9 KOs. Yoka can punch. We'll see what happens if he can fight or not. But the bottom line is that's going to be on ESPN. Of course, Showtime is the aforementioned Tim Tszyu and Tony Harrison. The UFC is going to be going on ESPN. So there's all kinds of stuff tonight if you're a combat sports fan to watch without a doubt. Now, John Ryder. Who is John Ryder? John Ryder comes to us from the UK. He's got a fair record, but he's not that good of a fighter. He's going to be the May opponent, the Cinco de Mayo opponent, of course, down in Mexico for Canelo Alvarez. Alvarez basically packing in now. I mean, it's time for him to retire. Stick a fork in him. He's a fat guy. I mean, too many burritos. I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest. And I'm not knocking him ethnically. I'm just being honest with you. Listen, Mexican fighters get to a certain point in time where they don't have the drive anymore because they got too much money. I mean, because that's what you were really, really fighting for was the money. Once you've got the money, what more is there to accomplish? If you've got the money, you've got the fame, but the best fighter in the world, you know, you can only go down. You can't go up when you're the best fighter in the world. Anyway, Canelo Alvarez is no longer the pound-for-pound king of wars. I think that David Benavidez, of course, is going to take on Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant once beaten. David Benavidez undefeated going on March the 25th. That'll come to us from Las Vegas, I think. That'll be on Showtime pay-per-view. I think that's going to be the fight. That and the Tank Davis, the aforementioned Tank Davis, Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia fight. Those are the two fights that should bring boxing back to the main page as far as the newspapers turn, if it still happens. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel's taking care of business. Of course, next week he's gone, but we'll give him a week in New Orleans. We hope he doesn't come back fatter than a pig. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.